Rotwooded Radio presents award-winning author John Neufeld with Side Effects.
It's appropriate to use medical terminology, as little as we know, about the state of the country on the very day when its leader is, in theory, to have a physical examination. There's not too much we really want to know about Trump's state of being. He's mobile, talkative, and overweight. Mentally, anyone's guess is as good as anyone else's. But the nation is running, and has been running, a low-grade fever. We're not sure of its cause, but we imagine it has to do with conditions in the White House, and thereby conditions tangential to every other country with which we deal. It seems to be contagious, but not yet fatal. Experts have not pinpointed the source of this fever, but many are expecting it to rise incrementally as time progresses. To what height, no one knows. Whatever its cause, it's far more serious than Mr. Carter's malaise. It's affecting our population in various ways. Some are taking it to indicate that heat means life, and the market on Wall Street seems to know no bounds. Some, or many people, Mr. Trump's favorite phrase for unknown approval or criticism, are cagier, hedging bets as well as placing them on personnel survival statistics. Doctors enter the sick room endlessly, some dropping by for safety's sake, others to try to find out what's troubling us. Miss Nightingale has yet to appear, but neither has the Grim Reaper. Specialists are on tap if needed. Many of us patients would be thrilled to hear some advice and solid science from them. Others seem content to rely upon country cures, witch doctors, shamans. The record of shamanistic success is dismal. Accompanying this fever is a bad case of the shakes. Without a recognized source for this incipient illness, Americans are just plain nervous. Every statement from our dear leader seems to indicate he's delirious. As in days of old, polio, people are timorous about being discovered in crowds. We're boiling our drinking water. Keeping kids out of school has not yet become everyday experience. Many people are calling for a new vaccine. Experimental treatments have not been successful. Studies of earlier epidemics in Europe yield no insight. The more hysterical are citing Ebola. Those whose doctors have advised a wait-and-see approach seem to agree, but are frantically searching for solutions both radical and untested. Many people believe the fever is self-induced, that the disease could never be as dramatic and deadly as other people say. These others seem content to let nature follow its course on the theory that the disease could never be as fatal as its victims fear. No evacuations have been called for yet. Washington is still chock full of sniffles and shivers. People are hesitant to leave town, lest town not be there on their return. They put their valuables in handheld satchels. In case of what? More treachery, disloyalties, off-the-wall diplomatic statements that cannot and will not be verified. Apparitions appear daily in the halls of the West Wing, ghosts from the past, from the future, from the present. Statements that contradict common sense and all known knowledge. Strange games played out of doors having to do with a tiny, pimpled white ball that can so easily be lost in the landscape. What can any of this mean? A somber board of senior physicians repeats runic formulae. Containment, control, caution. These men do not calm the uneasy spirit or the epidemic. So far, these attempts at soothing worried citizens have been useless. The unease continues and makes real strides towards chaos. There seems no place to hide, no barricades behind which people can protect themselves. Each day, the fever increases. Families make preparations, remembering duck and cover. Others, not acquainted with history's examples, stand mute and unmoving, uncertain what to do. Save, spend, run, stay, boil more water. There are whispered conversations about elephants, but we don't have elephants in this country, counsel wise men who, from the fringes of the crowd, speak no more, neither do they weep. They needn't. They'll be safe underground in Virginia or Maryland when the fever breaks. This will not make citizens feel better, but the fever is an equal opportunity employer. It affects the high and low, the black, brown, and white, men and women, and as Ringling Brothers used to say, children of all ages. NIH and the CDC promise to keep us apprised, especially during the flu season. I'm John Neufeld.
All opinions on side effects are those of John Neufeld and do not represent necessarily the opinions of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com, CATV6, or any of the employees, volunteers, or underwriters of Tri-State Public Communications.